ラジオ ETC。 カーラ先生はスペインのマドリード生まれ、現在は原宿のキャットストリートのそばに住んでいます。レッスンの最中もドアから、そしてベランダから猫たちがやってきます。先生と猫たちの生活はどんな風に始まったのでしょうか。
Before you coming here, you decided to have a cat or
after start living there? They just happened naturally. They start coming one day.
Okay.
I never had cats before in my life. And it's not because I didn't like them. I just didn't know. And in Spain, it's not very common to have cats because maybe, you know, people are less used to cats, or they just have dogs, or... But I saw many cats in Japan, and I have friends who have cats, but I never have owned one. And I never consider cats as a pet also. You know, I see them more like a free animal. So I never thought of the idea of buying a cat and have it as a pet, maybe because I'm not used to. And, you know, in my country, it's more dogs are pets, but not cats, so, which is probably also a wrong idea. And dogs are also free animals too. So anyway, it just happened naturally. They decided to come one day and keep coming and coming. And, you know, was at the beginning was more like, you know, for me, it was more like curiosity, you know. They never have come before, and I've been living in this house for many years, and suddenly they start coming. Oh, okay. You know, you also like the company, and there's something new. So I wasn't thinking they will stay, or I wasn't thinking I will even give them names, or, you know, I wasn't really thinking very much, except I just saw them. Oh, that's funny. Or, you know, what can I give them for food? I didn't also know. So, you know, you start like this, and then you things happen.
Nice.
Yeah. You like cats?
Yes.
Yes.
東京の中の自然、原宿の猫たちは都会に住む僕たちに何を教えてくれるのでしょうか。次回はそんなお話をお聞きしました。